Blog Talk Radio.
This is Sports Inside and Out. Legends of Sports, the voice of Legends of Sports. When legends speak, people listen. Now, here's your host, the coach, Chuck Hatcher.
All right, welcome to Sports Inside and Out, sir, the podcast, and I'm your host, the coach, Chuck Hatcher, and we're waiting on our Hall of Fame contributors to come up on the switchboard here. Bobby Zarrohan, of course, and Wally Jones from the legendary Philadelphia 76ers, a member of the greatest team in the first 50-year history of the NBA. That's right. We are the voice of the legends of sports, and this is our 30-minute update Saturday morning podcast, keeping you aware of everything that's going on with the legends. And, of course, we got a lot going on as we've had in the past week or so. It was a tremendous interview that we had pertaining to Bobby Zarrohan with Felicia, a young prodigy, a young lady there in Florida that's a project of Bobby and a part of course, the Hello program that has been initiated by the Harlem Globetrotter Legends. And we had a great interview, and I hope you did go to our SoundCloud broadcast, international broadcast. It was very well received in the Netherlands, and we're very happy that we were able to bring that to bear. And, of course, and as well as a great response to our Dick Barnett interview with the Wally Wonder segment was picked up not only in the Russian Federation, but also was very, very popular in Australia and Spain. So thank you so much for making Sports Inside and Out the voice of the legends of sports, not just here in the U.S., but abroad as well. So we're waiting on Wally and, of course, Bobby to come up, and we're going to get going on. We got a guest going tonight. And, of course, Wally's doing something there, of course, with one of our great associates and partners with the Legends, Wesley Frater, out there with the Tournament of Champions. And I think Wally's popping up here right quick now. I see Wally up. Wally, what's up, buddy?
Yeah, that's right, Coach Hatcher. Good morning, and good morning to all our listeners all over the world. One of the things that I'm very proud of is Mr. Frater is doing our annual back-to-school tournament, which allows students to have a pre-tournament look at their teams regarding basketball at Norland High School, School here in Miami. So I'm looking forward for that. That's today and tomorrow. I'll be talking to a lot of students about their futures. We talk about the importance of preparing for college.
Right.
And that's going to be the topic today with the student-athletes at Norland High School.
Well, that's a great update there, man, and congratulations. That Dick Barnett with that Congressional Black Caucus overview that you did was fantastic to go along with what Bobby Hunter did with Felicia, the young lady that is a project of his. And I think Bobby's coming. I can see Bobby is coming up here, hopefully. This is Bobby. Is it Bobby?
Yes, how you doing?
Yay, got Bobby. Bobby Zarro. Yay, what's up, Bobby?
Come on, style, say it, baby. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, Bobby.
I'm in downtown Orlando.
Downtown Orlando, and we don't mean downtown Frederick Brown. We talking about downtown Orlando.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about, Frederick Brown.
Haven't talked to that. I ain't seen that brother in many a day. Downtown Frederick Brown. But anyway,
I have a new view of life.
What's going on in Orlando?
I've been here with Frank Streety for the last 4 days, and I've been going to his cancer visits with him, getting up in the morning, watching him exercise, watching him take 25 pills. And then we did a video of the procedure in which he goes through with his cancer and radiation treatment. And until you step into somebody's shoes, then you don't know. I have a whole different view on smoking, people smoking cigarettes or smoking around you, or our youth being prevailed and being advertised and being sought after to smoke. We're starting war. Frank is starting a program called I'm Not Kidding Around, Don't Smoke. And we're going to get money to send them to various high schools and elementary schools, because we're talking about the foundation of when you start smoking.
Right.
So that's
right.
What I've been doing. This here is a whole new world. I mean, you have to wear a mask. Frank indicated you're strapped down like you're going to be in an electric chair. Going through this whole process has me with a different view about health.
Right.
And to watch somebody fight, and you have to fight for your health.
Yeah.
It's a war. And then you need someone to come in and war with you.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Teamwork. You need a teammate. That's what you need.
Woo.
Yeah, you need a teammate. You know, we've been fortunate to be able to sort of, over our many years, of course, to know the value of a teammate, to know the value of a teammate. You're not out there alone. It takes teamwork to make a dream work, you know.
We went over to Humana together. We went over to Humana, and then we went to one of the areas in which he gets float control. I didn't know you had to have various exercises to do with your throat when you have throat cancer. It's just a whole new world. I hope I can present it to people and for them to understand not only their friends but their loved ones and a potential of our youth. We have to go to war.
You know, a perfect avenue if Shake and Bake is talking about doing something on the tour or getting funded, it's right there in Washington D.C., man. It's part of the Department of Health.
I'll call Nash. You know, we went to a wonderful occasion the other night. We went to the Marriott Hotel, and we rubbed shoulders with Dr. Richard Lapchek. I mean, he's some kind of guy, you know what I mean? And they gave a brief history of him up on the platform, and then they brought Bud in, the former commissioner of baseball, Bud Cilley. They brought him in, and then my girl was there. Boy, she's beautiful. Oh man. Wendy Lewis, the second top ranking baseball figure in America.
Oh yeah, that's fantastic. That's great.
I got to talk to an old friend that I hadn't seen for years, which was Archie Moore's son. I almost didn't recognize him.
Was that the celebratory that we got from Paul Collis about
Yes, it was. XL Hardy was there, and about five guys from the ABA, and then we talked to John Sanders, and I told him that I, wanted him to come on the program, and he said, as soon as my voice come back.
Yeah, I got to get a hold of Rich Wally. We haven't had Rich Lapchek on his show in about 2 years, Wally.
You need to have him on the show.
We go back. We got some giant history that people don't know about with me and Rich. It goes back. Wally, you know about that story? Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I mean, Bobby, it'll say you y'all did what? Yeah, we go way.
Association with Rich. You're saying what?
Me and Rich went through some trials and tribulations, brother.
I hope they didn't carve anything on your chest.
Oh, you already know about it. Bobby already know about that stuff.
Yeah, well,
Bobby.
I'll tell you what, though. Our listeners may not know, Chuck. Maybe
right.
Give our listeners a rundown of the history of Richard Lapchick, because we've been affiliated with him for over 20 years.
Over 20-some plus
years. Rundown. Our listeners
may
not know.
Well, Dr. Richard Lapchick started off, of course, underneath his dad, Red Lapchick. He was actually brought up with the New York Knicks. And, of course, when Doc took on the mantle from Red about the flight or the plight of NBA and black athletes, professional athletes. And then Rich went on to become a part of the administration of the UN that was after Andrew Young's tenure there as the ambassador. He was in charge of a particular part of the UN, and then he became a professor at Virginia Wesleyan University and started something because the Athletes for Action program that was adopted after through the NBA. It started off with Bill, just before David Stern picked it up. It started off, I think, while it was Billy O'Brien. And and then we got together after I came back from overseas. I went back to get my degree. And me and Rich hooked up, and we just almost like we had ran across each other before, but he was my professor. And we hooked into a thing because he was very, very much into the civil rights and fighting for the minorities, not just blacks, but, of course, Hispanics, as Asians. And one day, me and Rich were just left a place called Lynn Haven in Virginia Beach, Virginia, where he was living. And it was a dog road. Man, and listeners, this is when the Ku Klux Klan was still very, very much active. This was after my tenure. Yeah. Last week, you're right, Bobby. Oh, you're right. But I had just left Rich, and before Rich got into his home, I was on my way back to downtown Norfolk, Virginia, and they caught Rich, and they carved KKK in Rich's chest, and man, it hit the ceiling. I mean, UPS and everybody, UPI and Associated Press picked it up, man, and it became a monumental idea. And then all of a sudden, they were saying that Rich staged it himself. I mean, the press down in Virginia said that he carved KKK in his own chest to draw attention to himself. And, of course, the national media and investigative reporters from the major newspapers, from the Washington Post to the New York Times, they jumped all over that, man. And, of course, Rich, of course, moved down. You know, he took a position at the University of Boston. Or Boston University, I should say. And Rich said, listen, Coach, I think you need to do something impactful. I got a friend. Her name is Sharon Adams in Washington, D.C., and she's a good friend of Jesse Jackson and Noah Big, Jesse's brother. I think y'all need to do something as far as going to Chicago and broadening yourself. And almost, Wally, the rest of it is history, because Richard Lapchick was the one that was responsible for us starting our real programmatic thrust to where we are right now by sending us out there to work with then Jesse Jackson, Noah Biggs. He took over Operation Breadbasket, which is the organization that Jesse Jackson founded. Right there doing his affiliation with Dr. Martin Luther King and Reverend Abernathy. So that's when we got our kickoff, and the rest of it is history. We started off, and, of course, the shoot for the stay-in-school program, that we took that from, Wally took it, I should say, took it up from Philadelphia to Norfolk or the Virginia area. And it became a vanguard program out west. And We will work with the governors. Governor Jim Thompson picked us up, and of course, Mayor and Senator Harold Washington then, of course, became mayor, the first black mayor of any major city in the United States. And I mean, so on and so on and so on. If it wasn't for Rich Lapchick, there would be no Sports Inside and Out show right now, because he was the one that opened the path and said, you need to get out of Virginia because they're going to kill you.
Well,
I'm gone, coach. I'm gone.
That was very clear.
They're after you, coach. They're after you.
I don't know. So I don't know if you could survive having the N-word carved in your chest.
Oh, my gracious, man. You know, you talk about hardcore. I was young and just came back from overseas, and, boy, I was raring to go. You know what I mean? I wasn't taking no jive, but I did take his advice. I got out of Virginia. How about that? I got back out of Virginia.
Nat Turner would have been very proud of you.
Well, you know, that started us off, Bobby. I mean, right now we would not be where we are with this program or the thrust of most of the major things. There would have been no pro athletes in action. There had been no Magic Johnson tools. There had been nothing if it wasn't for that move. Because the first thing I did, I found Lamar Green, Bill Baggett, and, of course, I had to go find out where Waldo was.
Well, I tell you what,
he was in San Antonio, Texas.
That's right. And then when I came back to Virginia, I was playing with the Utah Stars. We had concerned athletes. But I came out to the Midwest. But to speak about Richard Lapchick, sort of influenced me when I played for the Milwaukee Bucks, because I had a chance to put the Rainbow Coalition in Chicago.
Yeah. That's
so a lot of those things are very true about all of us leaving Norfolk, Lamar, Chuck, and myself. I actually met them out in Springfield, Illinois, and that's when we started our endeavors with the stay-in-school program, reading is fundamental. We work with deaf and blind schools. It really gave me an opportunity to work for the state there with the Children and Family Services.
Yeah.
And it was very, very unique, utilizing athletes like Bill Dinwiddie, Bob Love, so many guys that took part in our endeavors in Chicago and Cabrini-Green all the way down to Alton, and even now that we're still working with East St. Louis. That's them way back in those times. So it makes a full circle, Coach Hatcher, because we will be returning. Bobby, I was so glad Bobby came with us to East St. Louis last year and did a wonderful job at our Human Development Peer Leadership Program. So looking forward to continuing that.
When do you think we're going back to see Reverend
I'm working at Bobby, it's ironic, and we've talked about that, I think it was 2 weeks ago, I believe we had talked about that. I talked with Miss Hill, Bobby, at Belleville, and she said, listen, I'm setting it up. I understand that we had a little, you know, little pause with the new commander that took over Captain Miller's place. But, of course, Captain Miller's in he told me to tell you he's going to send for us out to Fayetteville, North Carolina. He's in Fayetteville, North Carolina, guys. That's where Captain Miller is, Wally. And I talked with him. He wants to get together and bring us out to Fayetteville to his command out there. He's not at Fort Bragg. He's just still doing the recruiting thing out there in Fayetteville. But to answer your question, yes, Bobby, we are working on that. We may not be two or three like we did before. It may be one in East St. Louis, and we're going to try to do the same thing with the coach at Keokia. I can't think of his name. But anyway,
we will be doing something. Three-man basketball is going to be doing something in the St. Louis area.
That would be a good offset.
So we would be organizing the church tournament there. So Reverend Dotson is a very key point. And then it looks like we have a potential sponsor for that state event.
Well, that's fantastic. That's great.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, you know who we got? Also, guys who reached out for us, who's been listening to the show, he's on. The big boy, oh my gracious, while at University of Cincinnati, played the Lakers. What is the heck with the 7-footer that we work with out there? Man, I can't. This is a shame. This is a shame.
Well, you have those moments.
Yeah, Wiley.
Yeah, a senior. You just stay with senior.
I believe it or not. I'm gonna put that one on pause and keep on going. But anyway, keep on going.
The three-man basketball clinic
after
the one we did in Savannah last weekend has been getting some applause all over, and I did not think of the expression three-man basketball camp, but a lot of us centers are asking for the three-man basketball camp. So I told them it's only a clinic, but I'm not arguing with people.
Yeah, I saw the on Fox Sports 1 about the three-man basketball tournament for $1 million the guys just won. I don't know if you guys saw that, but they had one from a three-man basketball team from Europe, some brothers, and one from New York. There's a tournament out there in Vegas, I think it was, and they had a million-dollar prize.
Well, we're looking to have the same prize, except it's going to be more related to a three-man basketball church tournament. And you'll have to be a member of that church, and you can have one invited player outside of the church. And then part of the prize, which will be won, will go to the restoring of the church.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I really like that.
Very interesting. Very interesting, guys.
We're going to be in the St. Louis area, and also the starting point will be in Georgia.
Okay. Hey, let me. Can I put this out there too, guys? And this is more in tune with Wally and Askey and Sam Shepard about their endeavors. We need to get Askey and Sam Shepard back on a Wally Wonders segment in the next 2 weeks, Wally, to talk about that professional basketball team in Puerto Rico.
Yeah, I think one of the things that a lot of people are not aware who Sam Shepard is, but he was a teammate of Askey's in Venezuela that won championships in Venezuela. But Sam has not only won championships, he played for the Venezuelan team. He's from the Philadelphia area, from Delaware.
Delaware State.
And one of the things that Sam has done, he's contacted some TV owners and other people that have built this new stadium where they're trying to start a basketball league. I think they have different age groups.
Is that the Ruben Rodriguez Stadium?
Yes, it is. I think
a former student of mine.
Well,
four
I think
time Olympian.
Yeah, well, these guys have come up with an idea to not only provide, they want to actually hire Sam and Askia to run a team. And run a team.
Run
and they
team,
also included the Shoot for the Stars Institute, which we will be able to do clinics over in Puerto Rico.
Right.
And that's where it is now. They're trying to find sponsors. Just like you say, Bobby, one of the things that's so important is you got to get sponsors for these events.
You got to get the funds. If
you don't have sponsors, those things can just fall through. So that's where they are now. They're talking about sending us over for a press conference to see about actually them running a team. But it is a new stadium, and I think that's what it is. I'm not sure of the name itself. But I know that the guys that are looking into it, a fella owns a TV station that is really pushing this endeavor. So looking forward for that. We're going to have the guys come on TV when they sort of firm it up. SK didn't want to do anything until it was actually firmed up.
Oh, yeah.
And the
that's
press
good.
Conference
that's good.
Comes
that's
about
good.
Us. He doesn't
that's
like
good.
To jump. He's a businessman yeah. that wants to use his foundation, the Playmaker Sports Foundation,
right.
to provide clinics and other educational things for Puerto Rico.
Well, we hold that. Sam Stiff, I think we probably need to revisit and bring Sam Stiff up, Bobby. And while I had an email from him, he said, man, he's really been locked and loaded on the shows. He said he is so proud. The shows are so impactful, Sam said. That. So I told I emailed him back and said, listen, well, we got to revisit. He is working with a couple of more nonprofit foundations in Phoenix that he wants to make mention of. So I told him or emailed him or text mailed. Did I text mail or email him? I think I text mailed him back and said that I would bring that up with you guys, and we'll get back about bringing him up. Evidently, he feels pretty confident that these two organizations would be willing to do something with Sports Inside and Out to draw attention to what they're doing. So I'll be reaching out for him. And, Bobby, of course, I think that it would be good to bring him up on a round table with you and Wally and talk about that, because he's also got some more things to talk about what's happening out there in the Phoenix chapter about that. Guys, we got about 3 minutes left. Wally, again, I had a conversation with Eric Futterman.
Yes. Good,
and
good.
He definitely wants to have a situation ready for when the reunion, this activity that Billy is spearheading in Philly to get the 66 team back together, to come and get a team of guys like we did for the Squires, Bobby, to do a put some interviews in the can for the documentary for the greatest team in the first 50-year history of the 76ers. So if that is going to be come in, you can tell Billy we have a documentary team ready to come in to do the taping whenever that situation arises itself, because that would be a smorgasbord for us, Bobby, to have everybody there. We don't have to worry about flying nobody in, or everybody's right there. We'll be able to really captivate that piece for interviews, and then we can, you know, move on from there once it get there. But the initial interviews, just like we did the Squire thing, everybody's in one place. We can get those interviews and put them in the can and start on the other activities. Wally,
yeah,
and Bobby.
Yeah, I'll definitely be contacting the Sixers, because what Billy Cunningham said, they wanted to honor the team.
Right.
And what I'm going to do is contact them and try to get a date so we can really have to find out when these things are coming about. I also wanted to find out the date from the Sixers. They're going to have some type of memorial for Carwell Jones, Dal Dawkins, and Mose Malone.
Right.
So they've been in contact with me. We continually talk throughout the week to find out the exact date so we could be able to not only broadcast and tape, but also be there for such a wonderful occasion, a memorial.
No question about it. Guys, we got about 60 seconds left. Bobby, fantastic. We understand that Shake and Bake will be coming up to talk about the proxy.
I'm not kidding around.
Yeah.
Don't smoke, young people.
Yeah,
that's right.
On Tuesday, is somebody else is coming up? I can't think who it was. They
Shake
called
and Bake,
wanted to come up.
Shake and Bake will be enough.
Okay.
He has a whole lot to say.
All right. Well, listen, guys, we got to get out of here. Give me a ring back, Bobby and Wally, and I give you a heads up on what's happening with the Baltimore situation. I just got some information last night. So, listen, we got to get out of here. Thanks a lot for letting us be a part of your Saturday morning as usual. You're listening to the best show on radio for legends in America right now. Voted the top show for legends on radio, Sports Inside and Out. And as you can see, we got so many great things to share with you. I'm the host, Coach Chuck Hatcher, on behalf of Wally Jones and Bobby Zorro Hunter. God bless
you. I'm not kidding around.
Take care. Bless our truth.
All right, guys. All right.
Take care.
All right. Later. Okay.